And welcome back. This actually brings us to movies that I did see this year. These are the nine worst movies I saw from 2011. I'm really going to try to get through this one really quickly, because I don't want to really linger on the bad ones. So we'll start. Number nine, Red State. And what I want to say is that this is the ninth worst movie that I saw. There were far worse movies out there. And don't get me wrong, I love Kevin Smith. I recently rewatched Clerks 2, and I really enjoyed that one. I actually liked Zach and Mary Make a Porn, and to a degree, even I could get behind Jersey Girl. It had potential and was kind of forgotten. This was not one of his best, at least not for me. I do know people who liked it, and my dad actually did enjoy it a great deal, and he doesn't really like a lot of Kevin Smith's movies. What I felt is it was just too far outside his normal movie. It was too serious, and there wasn't any real humor in it. And I like Kevin Smith's humor. Now, it's not his worst movie. I'm going to say that. I kind of put Cop Out and Chasing Amy down there at the worst. But at the same time, I put Clerks 2 and Mallrats as two best, and that kind of tells you where I am on Kevin Smith's movies. I said I didn't like this one, and it was the ninth worst movie I saw, but thankfully I didn't see a lot of bad movies. At least, I didn't see a lot of movies that I thought were bad. What I think is a bad movie and what other people think are bad movies are completely different, and of the movies I saw this year, you're going to notice in a minute what's not on this list. Number eight, The Immortals. Tarsem Singh's movie. And this is a movie that I actually, the only other movie so far that I have an audio review on. And whatever my review of that was, positive or negative, it still was the eighth worst movie that I saw last year. Really falling mostly on the process of elimination. It was not bad. As I said, even Red State wasn't bad. It just wasn't a very good movie. It had a lot going for him. It looked very pretty, but the problems with the story and with the acting at times really kept it from being good. Would I watch it again? Yes. I wouldn't watch Red State again. And you may argue that that would put it above Red State, because I would watch Immortals again, but I would watch it muted, and I just watch it, because it looks really good. The man knows what to do with a camera. Why I put this below Red State is that this is the kind of movie that Tarsem Singh made, and he didn't do a very good job with it. Whereas I can forgive Kevin Smith's Red State because it's really not the kind of movie he makes. And he went out on a limb and it didn't really, he didn't do it for me. I commend him for going outside of his comfort zone, but Tarsem Singh didn't. Now, on his upcoming movie, Mirror Mirror, he is going outside his normal comfort zone by doing what is looks to be a comedy. But we'll see when we actually get there whether it actually turns out to be a comedy. Number seven, Thor. Oh my god, did I hate this movie. Yeah, and it's number seven. It's really high on this list, but only because the things that come after it are far, far worse. This was the worst comic book movie I saw this year. And that's surprising because a lot of people really, really enjoyed it. I saw nothing of Kenneth Branagh in this movie. Man who directed Hamlet, Much Ado About Nothing, Dead Again. These are movies I love and have watched dozens of times. But at the same time, I saw nothing of his directing in this movie. And it had a couple of the worst performances I've seen in a movie. At all. The parts that take place in Asgard are beautiful, And some of them are even enjoyable. I love The Warriors 3. But I didn't particularly like the way that Odin and Thor and Loki were portrayed. I liked Heimdall. I thought that was an incredibly good performance. And I don't even care about the fact that they didn't choose a white Nordic actor to play the part. He was good. The guy who they got, Idris Elba, was good in it. Unfortunately, he wasn't in enough of it. And unfortunately, there was way too much that happened on Earth with a mannequin. Natalie Portman is... And she won an Academy Award last year, and that really just really irks me. And I'll talk more about that in a later recording, but I didn't like Thor. It was the worst of the superhero movies, worst of the comic book movies that came out. And that should tell you there aren't any more comic book movies on the worst list. Sorry. I liked Green Lantern. I liked Green Hornet. They didn't make the best list. At least I don't think they did. I'll read down and see that. But they weren't as bad as Thor. I could ramble on for days on what I didn't like about Thor, but just put it down here. It's number 7. It deserves number 7. Number 6, Ironclad. Now, pretty much nobody saw Ironclad, which is okay. I saw it on Netflix. But it wasn't very good. It was really bad. And it's only saving grace, and I'm dead serious on this one. It's only saving grace is that Paul Giamatti is freaking hilarious in it. And this one's the thing that I would watch Ironclad again, but not Thor again. Thor was just horrible, with very little good about it. Ironclad was abysmal, with only one good thing about it. And if I could just see clips of Paul Giamatti playing Prince John, that's actually freaking hilarious in itself. But more of it really makes it worse than Thor. The story isn't very good. I'm not particularly interested in it. And the most interesting character is the villain, and he's really not the focus of most of it. The focus is the defenders of the castle, and I just didn't like any of them. I didn't like them from the beginning. And so it never settled for me as one thing or the other. It's trying to be a historical drama, it's trying to be an action film, it's trying to show Prince John was a horrible prince, King John was a horrible king. You know what? A history book will tell me that. I have a dozen history books of medieval England. I don't need another movie to tell me he was a bad king. The Robin Hood Prince of Thieves did a better job, and he's not even in that movie. So, just watch it for Paul Giamatti, but you'll watch it once and then go YouTube. Look at the clips of him on YouTube, and you'll get a better idea of what's on it. Number 5, Sucker Punch. And I'm counting the theatrical release of Sucker Punch on here. I have the Blu-ray release, and I could watch the extended version of it. But to be perfectly honest, they should have put the extended version out if it was better. I've not seen it yet, because it's just not... I saw it in the theater. I didn't need to watch it again for this list. It wouldn't have moved it. As from what I've heard, there's a couple of extra scenes in there, but nothing that really affects my problems with it. And this is my problem with Sucker Punch. It turned hot girls in short skirts fighting giant robot samurai boring. I was bored watching this movie. And I shouldn't have been bored. From the cast, I should have been ogling them. I was its target audience. And I'm really not going to apologize for being a guy and ogling pretty girls. That's why they get put in movies sometimes, and that's why they were chosen for this movie. The problem was, it was visually very beautiful, it was just completely empty. There was nothing there. And that was a major problem, because the premise was good. It had a great premise. It just had nothing in it. And if they were trying to sell it as a pro-feminist empowerment movie, man, did they effing fail. I'm going to spoil it for you. She gets lobotomized in the end of it. What the heck? That's not empowering. She didn't win. At least not under any definition of a victory that I know of. And John Hamm was completely wasted in it. And Carla Gugino, also completely wasted in it. She's a beautiful actress, and they did not play to her strengths. Just massive things around that just... And the switching between the delusion and the asylum and then the inner delusion. That's like, it was the inception of bad movies. And it worked with Inception. It didn't work with Sucker Punch. It was boring. And that's worse than just being bad. It took something that could have been really, really good and made it boring. And that's worse. And number four, Red Riding Hood. Now, I've expressed in a couple of my written reviews that my favorite fairy tale is Red Riding Hood. And so far, the best version of that story has been The Company of Wolves. This Red Riding Hood is the worst version of it I have ever experienced. This was just... Once again, this was boring. It was not very well... It was Twilight. And I find it difficult to say that because I've never seen one of the Twilight movies. I've only read a couple of excerpts of the books, mostly to understand that it was very poorly written. But they took the Twilight formula and bastardized Red Riding Hood with it. I'm going to go a little further. They raped Red Riding Hood. It could never be made again without the taint of this movie on it. And I'm not particularly against Amanda Seyfried. I think that's how you say her name. I don't really have a problem with her. Mamma Mia wasn't written for me. I don't really watch musicals, so I didn't see that. She's got another movie coming out that's interesting, I guess. I'm not going to see it. That's one of those revenge flicks, or at least that's what it looks like, and I'm not into that. She was in Time, and that had Justin Timberlake in it, which is the reason I didn't see it, but I might see it again. I might see it at some point. But this was Red Riding Hood, and I know this is going to sound odd, but I went to see this with my mother, because she wanted to see it, and I wanted to see it, and nobody else did. Everybody else is correct. We shouldn't have seen this movie. It was bad, and it... Whereas Sucker Punch was boring, and that's worse than being bad, this was worse than being boring, because they telegraphed everything that happened, and Gary Oldman was also bad in it. And usually when he's bad, he's chewing scenery, and you get, like, Fifth Element kind of action going around, or... Leon kind of thing. But no, it was just bad, boring, uninspired, and a ripoff of Twilight. And that makes it worse than boring with Sucker Punch. That brings me to what would normally be number three on this list. Excuse me. That brings me to what's normally number three. But the truth is that number 3, 2, and 1 are a tie. All three are kids' movies. The Smurfs, Romeo and Juliet, and Cars 2 were the three worst movies I was forced to watch. And the reason I say I was forced to watch is because I have two nephews that are they're in the age range for these three movies. And they were shameful. All three of them. Smurfs, really shameful because it had a lot of promise, but Cars 2 was the most shameful because of its pedigree. This was a Pixar movie, and they should have done better. We deserve better from Pixar. And we can't say that they don't know how to make a sequel, because Toy Story 2 is arguably better than Toy Story, and Toy Story 3 is arguably better than Toy Story 2. Up is an amazing movie. WALL-E is an amazing movie. Cars 2 is an embarrassment. And they shouldn't have released it. Flat out, they shouldn't have released it. Romeo and Juliet has the gall to rewrite Shakespeare. And I know there's a lot of Shakespeare on this list going all over, and I put Anonymous on his movie I wasn't going to watch. At least Anonymous, it comes out up front. Romeo and Juliet was rewritten for no particular reason, and whereas in Romeo and Juliet, the conflict between the two families is incidental, is unimportant, it's just there, it's even more so. Red and blue, that's what makes you different. That's the matter of what you got painted as. It's just, there's no logical reason why anybody should take this movie seriously, and that they market it for kids. It was just shameful. And that's why these three are on the list. They're just shameful. Smurfs, amazingly shameful. There was no reason to bring the Smurfs into modern day. You had a perfectly good story you could have told from the medieval period, from the late Renaissance. There was no reason to bring them to modern America, to modern times. And anybody who's involved with the Smurfs should be ashamed. I think that was said somewhere else, but I'm going to repeat it. They should be ashamed. In fact, everybody. So I have a tie for third. I'm sorry, a tie for first place in the worst movies. The Smurfs, Romeo and Juliet, and Cars 2. Next up is the 9 disappointments of 2011.